Right, everyone, thank you all for tuning in. That is Stay by Jeffrey Bradshaw with Jazzy Jeff, if I'm correct on that track. Jeff Bradshaw, are you with me?
I am with you.
All right, can you tell us about that jam right there again?
Oh man, that's the three Jeffs. That's myself, the three Jeffs, myself, the incredible Mr. Jeff Morrell. A lot of people know him from his soul. He's an independent soul artist, and he also sings background with Mr. Eric Robeson and the legendary, magnificent Mr. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. I could tell his work. Thank you for that information. Thank you for taking out time to participate, to come back as a return guest. Let's get into it here. Where are you calling from?
I'm sitting in my living room. I'm home, calling from Philly.
Philly, all right. So tell us all which projects you've been working on since the last time you were on my show, which was back in April.
Oh, wow. Not too much. I've just been, actually, it's not true. I've actually musically just been preparing for the release of this new album, Stronger. Preparing the single I Do Sincerely feature Marsha, the studio version that we never released, that we never did. We decided to do a studio version of the song, which we had, and we're just trying to figure out, because we performed the song together live on my last live album at the Jeff Bradshaw and Friends Home album. But we decided that the song was so amazing that we needed to put out the studio version of the song that her and I did. So that's why that's the second single. It may sound familiar to some who have the live album, but this is the studio version of the song with all her background vocals on it and my solo on it. And it's an incredible piece of work. And I've been doing this musical rally to fight against this racism and this systemic racism and the killing of these wonderful black people around this country. It's called A Clarion Call for Justice.
Call for Justice.
And a Clarion Call for Justice. And you know, biblically speaking, it is a fellowship and a formulation of, started at with the Philadelphia and Tri-State area, All Horns. All employees gathering together, and all this, playing a video and and pictures on my pages, on my Instagram and Facebook pages, also on the Clarion Call for Justice Instagram page. But just rallying and protesting in a different way, you know, protesting through music what we have to say about how unfortunate that these events have been taking, the losses of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Richard Brooks and Ahmaud Arbery, and the list goes on and on, Philando Castile, Tamir Rice, and, you know, Trayvon Martin. So what we've been doing is traveling around, and we just started traveling around the country, going to monumental parts in the heart of where our brothers and sisters have been out in the street protesting and setting up and inviting out every horn player in that major city. And we've had 50 to 70 horns, you know, at one setting. You know, we did three in Philadelphia. We went to Washington Square Park in New York last week. And we also went to Black Lives Matter Plaza in D.C. And made sure that that president that we have could hear us protesting through the beautiful sound of music, 70 horns playing, you know, to the high heavens. So it's been a very important work for me. We've been obviously being careful, wearing masks when we're not playing, and spreading hand sanitizer, and making sure that we're trying to be as safe as we can out there together. But, you know, I feel like, you know, when John Lewis, who was late.
You still there? Hello? Hello? We're going to go on until, and I'll go ahead and play I Do Sincerely. We'll be right back. think that is? I do sincerely. That is Marsha Ambrosius. You really picked a lovely voice there. That's Sandra's. She can hum.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. I know we got cut off a little bit, but yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I love
all
that song.
Right.
Love
all
that
right.
song. Marsha
yeah,
loves it too.
Just...
It's her favorite. It's her favorite song. Yeah, she.
She
wrote the hell
okay.
out that song.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's what's up. So, where can anyone purchase this single at online anywhere?
I think that we're releasing the single. It's tomorrow. I have to ask my manager. I thought the single. I was asking him when we were going live. I thought that it was on the 31st or the 1st, I believe.
Okay.
It's the 31st or the 1st, but I'll make sure that I get the proper information for you. But I think the single goes live either tomorrow or the 1st. I'm pretty sure on that. But I'll make sure you get the proper information because I'll do a big single release announcement and all of that, you know, because I'm excited about it.
And also the clarion call for justice for Breonna Taylor is going on July 31st as well, right?
Tomorrow, yeah. We're going to be on the North Apron, the north side of Philadelphia City Hall, and we're going to turn all the way up at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. 3 o'clock
Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. It's going to be crazy.
All right. So I would like to ask you, will you be doing any future projects with the group that you're doing, this Clarion Call for Justice? Will there be any future projects y'all going to be doing together you want to mention?
You know, people have been asking me that, like, are you going to do, is the group going to do any, you know, I every time we're together, I always think about it. You know, when you get together with, like, you know, 50, 60, 70 horn players, you know, with an incredible, like, with like 3-4 tubas and a drummer and a percussionist, you think, like, man, we probably can record some music and make some music together. But right now, I haven't thought that far about it because the only thing that I've really been thinking about is really just, you know, taking this movement around the country and putting some good back in the world and making sure that we're encouraging everyone to register to vote. To know how important this is, the most important election of my lifetime and a lot of our lifetimes. This is a very, very important election. And so we're just going around the country, you know, putting good back in the world, you know, protesting these unjust murders of our beautiful black people in this country and demanding change. And a lot of times you can't do that without the proper people in office. And I'm not super political, but I do understand the political system, and we do need to vote. You know, we have to vote for things to be changed. But we also have to talk to people and have teachable moments, and that's what the Clarion Call of Justice is about. It's about soothing people's hearts and then being able to have a conversation with people that are not black and brown. And talk to them about systemic racism, talk to them about white privilege, and talk to them about these things that they don't think exist. Some have hardened, seared hearts, and some of them really want to try to understand, like, what's the big deal? What are you talking about, white privilege? I don't understand. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And so I love the fact that everybody's not going to get it, but I believe that, you know, we can change this world one conversation at a time.
Yes, yes, I agree. And thank you for that information. Wow. So is there any other future music projects in store besides the Stronger album you're working on? Any other organizations you want to mention right now?
Right now, the most important work, one of the most important things that I'm doing, or all of the important things I'm doing right now, one is putting out music during this horrible pandemic where we've lost so many. In the last week, I've lost four friends.
I'm
four
sorry to hear
close
that.
To me. In the last two weeks, I've lost four friends. And there's a funeral tomorrow. One of my good friends, Chaka Payne, who I've known for 35 years, He passed away 2 weeks ago, and 1 week and a half ago. His funeral's tomorrow morning. And it's just, you know, it's a trying time. So I'm just trying to use music through the Clarion Call and also through releasing music of my own. This will be my fourth album, my third studio album. It is my best work. That's why I call it Stronger, because it is that. It is truly my best work, and I'm incredibly excited about it. And anyone who loves good music and loves what I do will understand when I say this is my best work, from Raheem Devon on this record, Raheem Devon, Marsha Ambrosius, Robert Glasper, Jazzy Jeff, Jeff Morrell, Mike Burton, Paula Champion, Amber Jean of Moonchild, Glenn Lewis, Frank McComb. I mean, there's so many great people. Christian McBride. I mean, there's so many great people on this album. I'm truly excited for people to hear this work. Mickey Miller's on this record. I mean, it's just so many great artists. Some artists that you know, some incredible artists that are on the underground that you may not know. This is just a great, great body of work. And I'll probably play the single over and over live on the day that it releases. And I'll probably do play the album. I'll probably do a big live, probably a Facebook Live celebration of the album when it releases. From what I understand, we're shooting for August 28th.
Okay.
For the album to come out. So I'm excited about that. That's my birthday weekend, too.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for all that information. Thank you. So for our listeners out there, will you go ahead and give them your website information and social media information so they can catch up and follow with you?
Okay. All of my social media, my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is at I am Jeff Bradshaw. All of them. I am Jeff Bradshaw. And my website is www.iamjeffbradshaw.com.
All right. Thank you for that information as well. What is the ultimate desire which you wish your listeners, your fans, and followers to get out of this new single, I Do Sincerely?
It was a song that I produced, and it was a song that I felt that I wanted it to be. It was kind of like, it was supposed to be like this song that really touched hearts, and it was really about all about the heartbeat. Because it started out, I started off calling the song Heartbeat, because it starts with, you know, and I produced it with the drums felt like heartbeat. Felt like a heartbeat. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Like a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I sent it to Marsha, and at the time Marsha was going through, she had just lost or was losing her grandmother at the time.
Oh.
So emotionally, she was all over. She was in a very emotional place when she wrote this record and whatever else was going through her mind. When she wrote this record, but it's one of her most powerful songs that she's ever written. Marsha would tell you this is one of her favorite songs that she's ever written. And she wrote the song with tears running out of her eyes. And I remember that she told me when she wrote the song that it was a tear-soaked piece of paper that she wrote the song on, and she still has it. The paper still has her dry tears on the paper that she wrote the song on, when she wrote it with tears in her eyes. And so the song is very important to me because I produced it, because it's on this, because it's on this record. We finally decided to put it out, the studio version of this record. But the song meant so much to Marsha, who is my sister and who I've toured with for many years with Floetry and with her as a solo artist. She is my sister.
All right.
So it's a beautiful song. You know, it's already on the radio. It's on rotation in radio already all over the country. And you're on your show and on many shows around the country.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. We're getting a lot of love for this song.
So,
I Do Sincerely.
So I'd like to ask you, how is Prototype doing now streaming online? I would like to play that.
Prototype is doing it's done amazing. It has done so well. It was number one on the Urban Influencer chart. We got to number five on another chart. We got into the top 20 on all the charts. Made it to number one on one chart, made it to number five. Yeah, so Prototype did so well. People still love that song. It's still in the top 20 nationally. People love that song. And Prototype was one of my favorite songs by Andre 3000 of Outkast. But what we did together, myself, Raheem, and Mr. Robert Glasper, I thought that we breathed a new life into the song, and people really, really love it.
Right. All right. And thank you for also for that information. Well, we're coming to a close of this showcase, and I thank you for taking out your participation to come back. And hopefully you will come back
with
that new album, Stronger, that's coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And keep doing what you're doing with your organization. Clarion Call for Justice, everyone. Jeff Bradshaw is doing his thing. Wow. Your motivation. Your motivation and high spirit is always welcome in a lot of people's hearts. Any words of encouragement you want to give before we close out in these dark times we're dealing with, Jeff?
The only way that we can combat hatred is with love. God is love. I love him and everything he's done for me in my life. And God is, you know, he's the beginning and the end. He's in charge of all things, and if we all just seek him, the answers that we seek in our life and the love that we need to combat this hatred will always come from him.
All right. Y'all hear that? From Jeff Bradshaw, everyone. You're welcome to give a shout-out to any persons you feel in your heart that needs a shout-out right now. We got a couple of minutes.
Well, just a shout-out to my manager, Mr. Myron Ruffin, my right hand man, you know, took my career through the rough, and so lucky to have someone like that to guide my career. And shout out to Myron Ruffin. Shout out to everyone, to Raheem Devon and Robert Glasper. Shout out to Miss Marcia Ambrosius, and shout out to so many artists that I've worked with in my past over the years, from Miss Jill Scott to Kendrick the Family Soul to Tweet, Eric Roberson. Just to so many people that I've worked with over the years on these albums, Take Six, Kenny Lattimore, Will Downing, Najee, Kim Burrell. I've been blessed to work with so many amazing people, Trombone Shorty, Christian McBride, I mean, over the years, and I'm just truly blessed. Miss Mesa Leek, and many people that I've been blessed to work with. I'm truly blessed to be just a little kid from the hood in North Philly that dared to dream, and truly been blessed with so many friendships over the years. The legendary Roots crew, Amir Questlove Thompson, Black Thought, rest in peace to founding member of the Roots, Malik B, founding MC and founding one of the founding members of the Roots. We just lost. It hasn't been 48 hours yet. So rest in heaven to Malik B, sending love and prayers to his family and to my brothers and the legendary Roots crew. Philly is saddened with the loss of the great Malik B. And, much love to everybody. Much love to everybody, and sending prayers and love to everybody who has lost family members and friends to this horrible virus. Much love to everybody, you know, much love to everybody, and sending condolences to all who's lost family and friends to the COVID-19.
We'll give them all an applause. And we're coming to a close. And I want to say thank you again, Jeff Bradshaw.
Thank you for having me.
I love your vibe, your work ethic. And here is Prototype, everyone. And I want to thank everyone for their donations and their time and keeping up with me and their support. This is Lady Diva signing out. Good night, everyone.
God bless. Oh,
Happen to fall.